Let's face it, life is hard. You know what I mean. You want to win at work, but you're struggling to survive at home. You want to make your wife happy, but you have your own personal demons you have to battle with every single day. Trying to provide for your family financially, and at the same time not knowing exactly how to protect and lead them spiritually. But do you know the only thing that's harder than trying to succeed as a man? Is when you're trying to do it alone. That's why at Real Men Connect, we're offering to do life with you. We have a unique and private program called the Real Men 300 that's designed to help you win at what matters most to you. Like having a personal relationship with God, having a stronger marriage, leading your family well, winning and living your God-given purpose at work, and leaving a legacy that will matter in eternity. In the Real Men 300, we promise you three things. One, you will never have to do life alone again. Two, you won't ever get left behind, no matter how much you're struggling. And three, not only will you learn how to win as a man, you'll learn how to lead other men to victory as well. Guaranteed. However, you can't just join the Real Men 300. You have to apply because we screen every man and space is limited in this private and exclusive brotherhood. So to find out more and to see if you qualify, just go to realmen300.com. Because life's not easy, but it can get better when you choose to do it together with men you can trust, who won't judge you, but will hold you accountable and encourage you as a man. So apply today at realmen300.com. That's realmen300.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men are victorious, not victims. Let me repeat that one again. Say, real men are victorious, not victims. Now, would you consider yourself a people pleaser? Yeah, I'm asking you. Does it seem like people often mistake your kindness for weakness, even the ones close to you? What I'm asking you is, do you often feel like people are always taking advantage of you, or they're sometimes using you like a doormat? Now, what if I told you it's not their fault? It's actually yours. Ouch. Now, before you get mad at me or unsubscribe from the podcast, don't hear what I'm not saying. Now, I'm not saying you deserve it or you're responsible for someone physically assaulting you, verbally abusing you, or even emotionally attacking you. No, what I am saying, though, you're responsible for it if you allow people to repeatedly do it to you. Now, have you ever heard the saying, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me? Now, although it's a secular cliche, there's some truth to that statement. When I ruined my first marriage with my cheating and porn and sex addiction, my ex-wife said something to me that I've never forgotten. She said, and I quote, Joseph, I can't even blame you for what you did to me because I trained you on how to treat me. Now, can you say ouch? Although I actually was to blame for our divorce, she was unknowingly referring to her failure to set boundaries in our marriage, even though that's not the word that she used. I'm talking about boundaries I should have already known, but boundaries she never enforced. And that's the key. She didn't enforce. Now, this week on The Real Men Check-In, I'm going to quickly talk to you about setting healthy boundaries, what they are, why they're so important, and the difference between healthy boundaries and unhealthy boundaries. Although I'm limited on how deep I can go into this topic on The Real Men Check-In, however, I do recommend a great book by Henry Cloud and John Townsend, both who are Christian psychologists and counselors, called Boundaries, When to Say Yes and How to Say No. It's one of the most frequently recommended books by marriage counseling professionals. First of all, what are boundaries anyway? Boundaries are simply honor rules. Honor rules that you choose to live by that determine your response to someone if they choose to ignore or violate those rules. I think I may need to repeat that again. Boundaries are simply honor rules. Honor rules that you choose to live by that determine your response to someone if they choose to ignore or violate those rules. And when it comes to boundaries, there are usually three types of people, and I'm talking Christian and non-Christians. One, those who set boundaries. And these are the people that train people on how to treat them. Then there's two, those who don't set boundaries, which enables people to repeatedly mistreat, abuse, marginalize, or even ignore them. And then you have three, those people who set unhealthy boundaries. Now, some people call them ultimatums, but I call them fear vows. Now, what is a fear vow? Fear vows aren't really boundaries, but rather threats that we make out of pride, which you know God hates, that we attempt to use to control and protect ourselves from pain and suffering. For example, do you know that God was the first boundary setter? God set the boundaries for Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God said in Genesis 2:15 through 18, "You can eat of any tree in the garden, except from the one of the knowledge of good and evil. And if you do, here's the boundary, you would surely die." That's the consequences. But notice what God didn't say. God didn't say, "If you eat of that tree, Adam and Eve, I'll kill you both." He didn't say that. He didn't say, "If you eat of the tree, I'll never speak to you again." He didn't say that either, did he? He didn't say, "I'll never let you get close to me again if you eat of that tree." He didn't say, "I'll never forgive you for doing that to me." Or, "If you eat of that tree, I won't ever allow you or anyone else to disobey me like that again." No, God didn't set that boundary at Adam and Eve out of fear of Adam and Eve hurting him, but rather out of his love for his relationship with them so they wouldn't hurt themselves. So what does that look like for us? A healthy boundary is saying, "I love you and I want us to honor each other. So let me know what hurts you most when I do it so I can be respectful enough not to do it." And vice versa, I'll let you know what hurts me when you do it so you can avoid hurting me. However, when others violate your boundaries, they should never be surprised by your response because you should always clearly communicate the consequences ahead of time. That's what God did with Adam and Eve. He said, "If you do eat of that tree, you will surely die." And God was referring to a spiritual death, their eternal, intimate connection with him. God told Adam and Eve what would happen if they didn't honor his boundaries. And God honored their choices by following through on the consequences. The truth is, you always show love to people by giving them choices, not commands or fear ultimatums. And then you simply honor their choices by following through on those agreed consequences. But here's the key. We should always do it in love, not to hurt or to retaliate. For example, in our program, The Real Men 300, we offer unlimited coaching and counseling sessions to every member in our program. Now, if you take that into account, how expensive counseling or coaching sessions are in the secular world, if I'm not careful to set a healthy boundary, that membership privilege we offer could easily and seriously be abused. So what healthy boundary did I set? That if you set an appointment with me and you cancel without prior notification or you fail to do the homework we assigned, then I would have to limit your sessions to only one session a month, not unlimited sessions. Now, did you catch that? See, the healthy boundary I set for the Real Men 300 members is not only to protect me in our relationship, but it's also there to protect you from yourself, from procrastinating, being lazy, irresponsible, even inconsiderate. See, there's a difference between setting a healthy boundary and making fear vows or threats. A healthy boundary is motivated by love to protect a person from harming themselves and their relationship with you, by trusting God to allow them to live with the consequences of their choices, even if it's painful for them. Now, on the other hand, an unhealthy boundary is motivated by a fear to control the person to keep them from hurting you with no regard for their relationship with you, and not trusting God with the outcome of their growth as a human being. But worse, having no boundary or what we call people-pleasing to avoid conflict is an open invitation to repeated abuse, assault, and attack, not just from the other person, but also from the enemy, Satan himself. So quickly, let me give you five reasons why everyone needs to set healthy boundaries for their lives. One, establishing healthy boundaries will help you to spiritually discern the difference between the healthy people and the toxic people in your life. Let me say that again. Establishing healthy boundaries will help you to spiritually discern the difference between the healthy people and the toxic people in your life. Here's reason number two. Setting healthy boundaries will give you the freedom of choice and enable you to say no to people without guilt, shame, or condemnation. Here's the third reason. Healthy boundaries will allow you to show and demonstrate respect for yourself and to show others you respect your relationship with them. Now, I think I need to repeat that one again. Healthy boundaries will allow you to show and demonstrate respect for yourself and to show others you respect your relationship with them. Now, here's the fourth reason. Setting healthy boundaries allow and empower you to be responsible for yourself, your choices, and your actions, and it gives others a chance to be responsible for themselves and their choices and their actions. And last but certainly not least, setting healthy boundaries will help you keep the bad things in your life out and allow the good things in. But overall, healthy boundaries mean you no longer have to live being someone else's victim in any relationship, because there's no victory in being a victim. Because remember, real men are victorious, not victims. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love sharing podcast reviews from our listeners. And man, I got an exceptional one that I picked this week. And I pick them at random, so who knows, if you submit a podcast review, we might actually read yours on the air. And this one came from R. Foner. R. Foner, and he writes this. Boy, I love this. He says, "My name is Rick, and about 6 weeks ago, I stumbled across your podcast as I was looking for advice to save my marriage. On a recent vacation, my wife told me that she was tired of my drinking, getting drunk, and not being, well, very nice to anyone around me. She told me that when we got back home that she wanted to separate. My world came crashing down around me. I was lost, hurt, embarrassed, and to be honest, angry. I've been going to church the past 7 years and was going through the motions. While I consider myself a Christian, I in no way was leading a Christian lifestyle. And I was looking for a podcast about men and marriage, and I saw one in your library that spoke to me. Since then, I have rededicated myself to Christ, reconciled my wife, and have focused on working on being the husband and the father that Christ has called me to be. Also, I have been sober now for 6 weeks and celebrated daily through prayer and thankfulness. Thank you so much for what you are doing. God bless." And thank you, R. Foner, for that wonderful 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I tell you, man, reading stuff like that just blesses my heart. And guys, you know that Real Men Connect is now the #1 rated podcast on Apple Podcasts for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders like R. Foner, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man that God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, stay connected, because real men connect, and most importantly, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.